House Bill 1038, an act to authorize certain law enforcement vehicles to exceed speed limits without the use of an audible siren, air horn, or flashing emergency lights under certain conditions.
House Bill 1038 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Vitter.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Madam President, I have an amendment at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Vitter moves that House Bill 1038 be amended as follows.
Madam President, I waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving? Is there a second? Remarks on that motion?
May I speak to the amendment?
That's granted.
This is an amendment that we had a lot of discussion on the bill. This amendment is the concern of some senators that have came and looked at it and wanted this language in it. The Sheriff's Association looked at it and they had some concern, and they put some language in it. And this went past the Colonel of the Highway Patrol, and it looks like everybody's in agreement that looked at it. So with that in mind, I think we've massaged it a lot. I just ask your approval of the amendment, then go on and pass the bill.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend. Senator Hotmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I believe after we reconsidered this bill, we had several things we had to get worked out, and I believe those things have pretty well been satisfied, and I think the language is in better shape than it was.
Further remarks. Senator Bros.
Thank you, Madam President. I have two amendments in front of me, 1038-OB and 1038-OC, which is the correct one.
We're referring to 1038-OC.
Thank you.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion. Hearing none, the question...
Madam President.
Senator Hagan.
Thank you, Madam President. May I speak to the amendment and the bill?
That's granted.
Well, I've done some checking back home, and all you can recall that the accident that I related to you early on last week, and like I said, what I heard at first was probably a rumor, and then I called back home and found out that what I thought was right was right. I was waiting for the Highway Patrol to come to me. They investigated the accident down there, and they haven't come forth with any information at all. So I went ahead and called back home, and this officer did come off of 18 right there by the hospital, within the city limits, doing 60 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone. Two people were killed, and two children of them was lifelined out to the hospital. I believe that the amendment helps the bill a little bit. I don't think it really, really satisfies what I would like to see. I'm not asking any of you, like I did before, not to vote against the bill. I'm not asking you, any of you, to vote for the bill. But I'm still not quite satisfied, so at this point I guess that, and I know a lot of good work has been done, a lot of effort has been put into this, but I'm still going to have to vote no. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks on the Vitter motion to amend. Senator Bogue.
President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, and Senator Vitter, I guess I have to admit I liked your prior amendment better than this one. This seems to be broadening it further than what our original discussions were. The language in the OC amendment dealing with, or while any certified law enforcement is responding to an emergency call, tends to take this beyond the pursuit discussion, which I thought was better clarified with the overtaking language, but this now takes it another step. I'm not sure that the concerns were addressed if it's been expanded beyond what it was originally proposed to do, but I can't support the bill.
Further remarks. Further remarks. The question before the Senate is the Vitter motion to amend House Bill 1038. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1038 as amended.
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I realize some of this language may be broader than some of us liked, but I think we also have to take into consideration that the First Amendment, when we talked about pursuit and overtaking, is different. And I think that overtaking is probably a better choice of words. But that only applies to the Highway Patrol, and I think there's instances where our county sheriffs and city police need also to respond to domestic abuse situations, life-threatening, rape, murder, things like that. We tried to do an amendment that would have let it be defining of a responding to a felony or any class one misdemeanor, but we felt that was too cumbersome and come up with this language, and I would hope we could pass this out of here. I think it's fairly customary, the things that they do and respond to those, and I know there's an inherent danger there, but also there's an inherent danger to the people that they're trying to respond to when they're trying to help, and I think that probably outweighs the other side of that.
Further remarks? Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I stand up here because I think Senator Bogus carried a lot of the discussion. And I just want to say that I am in awe of our law enforcement, certainly our highway patrol. And a no vote on my part is not an indication of any lack of respect for the fine job that our city police, our county sheriffs, and our other law enforcement officers across the state do. For me, this is just a safety issue. I can't tell you the number of times driving home to Pier last weekend and driving back again. In fact, I commented to the person who was driving the car so they could attest to my comments. But at least on five occasions, I saw highway patrol officers with their lights on. And each and every time, it was either dusk, it was that they were pulled off to the side of the road. I am just grateful that those lights are there. It's a safety issue for me as well as everyone else on the streets, on the sidewalk, or in the road. I don't think this bill has been given enough time yet to totally define what it needs to be. And I, therefore, am voting no. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1038 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue? Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
No.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
No.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagan?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
No.
Reedy?
No.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Yeah.
Simmons?
No.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
No.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Bogue? Senator Dennard?
Aye.
Senator Sutton?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 22, nays 13.
House Bill 1038 has received the majority vote of the members elect and is passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.